Marshfield Tiger cross-country coach Dan Akin joining us as the Tigers begin their season. Looks like some optimism once again this year for the Marshfield Tiger cross-country programs. Coach, thanks for joining us. And before we begin about talking about this year's team and last year, things like that, I'd like to ask you, what expectations do you have for your athletes coming into the season in terms of the work you like to see them do off-season, their regimen, things like that that you'd like to have them get ready for a regular season?
That's a great question. We give the kids a running plan, and you know, the new kids have a little bit different plan than the veteran kids. Basically, everybody has their own plan. It seems like that's what it's come down to now. Some kids, we want them running just about 25 miles a week. Other kids, and a lot of it depends on, you know, their age. You know, if they're junior or senior, they might be able to handle some more miles than a freshman or sophomore. And so the plans are real individual and tailored for each student athlete, and you know, based on everybody's abilities. Hopefully the plan's changing, a little bit tougher each year, but we do give them a roadmap for the 10-week summer, a little bit of rest after track if they were in track or soccer, and then, you know, our training plan starts. So we were able to see the kids a few times in the summer, and they were working hard, and they did most of that, like 95% of that, on their own. So I guess that's the great thing about cross country, is that you can just put on a pair of shoes, head out the door, and you know, get a run in all on your own for the most part. But the great thing about cross country, especially, is that, you know, there's such a team aspect, and it's so important to run with your teammates and, you know, run as a pack.
Coach, how about the numbers this year? I understand your numbers are back up once again this season.
I'm really pleased with the numbers. We have 56 kids out, and we have 30 girls and 26 boys. And our numbers a few years ago were real low. So I give a lot of credit to the middle school program, BJ Bethard, Preston Tippin, and those fellas. It made it fun for kids to go out for cross country. They work hard. They have a lot of fun. And we've seen those numbers improve. And a lot of that credit should go to those two guys.
And I think, as is the case in a lot of sports, a lot of it is recruiting these days. You really have to talk to kids about coming out for your sport. That's not automatic anymore. So I'm sure you and your staff have done lots of that the last couple of years.
Well, having things like the sixth grade track meet and sending letters to the kids that ran the longer distances, the fall, the grade school run, and the kids that are the sixth graders that are interested in doing that each year. I mean, those are events that, you know, we look forward to, and the high school kids help out. And that gives us, you know, head start in getting some of those kids. Plus, you know, just anybody's welcome. No experience is necessary. And, you know, most of the middle school team probably didn't do the grade school run and may not have been doing any of the distance events at the sixth grade track meet in June. But they came out and they were, you know, treated fairly, and they're having a good time.
Well, good success for your program last year. Can you recap what went on last fall?
Well, you know, the boys were third in the conference, losing to a solid DC Evers team. And you know how Stevens Point is so solid every year. They were state champions again last year. And the girls took second to Stevens Point. And then we moved sectionals this year. We're back to Standing Rocks, hosted by Point. All the Valley schools are going to be together, plus Nina, Menasha, Hortonville, and Sparta, and Toma. So both the Menominee sectional and the Stevens Point sectionals are tough sectionals. They have some outstanding teams. And Standing Rocks, just like Menominee, is a tough course. It's a lot like the state meet course a week later. So we go to the Panther Invite in a couple weeks, I think 2 weeks, and we get a chance to run that tough course. And the kids want to work hard. In fact, today we're going to go out and head over to the sledding hill over by Grand School and get some hills in. And we're trying to do a hill workout at least once a week. And these kids are determined, and they have their goals in sight, and they're working really hard to try to achieve them.
Well, let's talk about some of the young men and women on your roster this year and where they fit in for you this season.
Well, the girls, we have Natalie Scherenbrock and Adeline Lunsdale, and those two were both first-team all-conference. They both qualified for the state track meet in the 3,200-meter relay. We have junior Natalie Schmidt, senior Cassidy Christopher, senior Miriam McKee, sophomores Logan Boone and Madison Maddie Bauer. And we have some nice young kids coming up as well, and some new kids that came out for the team. The boys are solid. We lost Owen, of course, and he was our all-conference second-team runner and our state qualifier 2 years ago. But we have Marshall Neve, and he had a terrific track season. He's only a sophomore. Lincoln Berger, he had a great track season and a good junior year. He's our lone senior on varsity. Paxton Tippin, Alex Parker, Roman Drock, Connor Reisner, and some young boys to complement them as well. We have three young freshmen, Chris Berg, Liam Horniman, and we have Leanne Lutke. We have a number of kids that are going to help us out in that regard. And we have Dom Blanchard, too. So I have a feeling that those four freshman kids are going to have some time on varsity for sure.
Coach, how do you nurture or tailor your squad when you do have a relatively young team like you do with the boys this year?
Well, you know, we have a number of different workouts, and everybody does something a little bit different based on what kind of shape they're in. So, for instance, today, you know, we're heading over to that hill, and we're going to do like 20 minutes of hill work, and everybody's going to be over there. Maybe some will take a little bit longer to get there than others. It's about a 2 mile run over to the hill, and then we'll do a workout, and everybody's going to feel like they worked about equally, and they did time wise, but their reps are probably going to be different. And the kids that didn't do any running this summer, we do something called circuits the first month of the season, where we break their running bouts into short bouts, do some exercises, and then in a couple of weeks they'll be able to run a consistent distance. So really, it was just like we talked about their summer training. We have about four different workouts every day based on the needs of the kids and where they're at. So, you know, I'm just grateful for my assistants that we're able to each take a crew and get them to where they need to be. And they all get a solid workout in the end of the day.
I think most listeners would find it interesting that training for your sport is not just go out and run every day. There are different workouts, as you mentioned, a hill workout, other types of terrain perhaps. You really have to tailor your week of practice to perhaps the courses you're going to see or some other aspects of your sport.
That's exactly true. Now, we're about 72 hours away from the Columbus meet, and so we'll work hard today and then recover the next 2 days. And then on Friday afternoon, we'll get over to Wildwood and just jog the course. So, you know, we don't work hard 2 days in a row. They need recovery time, and after a race, they need about 48 hours of recovery time. So we try to throw in some hills in the first part of the season. We try to train at the race pace. So on Saturday, we'll find out what the race pace is, and then base a lot of their training on that.
You mentioned the Columbus Invitational, then your Invitational coming up shortly thereafter. Tell us about that home meet you've got every year.
Well, we're excited about the Columbus invite to get a chance to see the course. And then 10 days later, this year, we have our meet. We have 23 schools. I think we have 800 runners coming, 400 middle school, 400 high school, and from all over the area, and a number of small schools. And they always have great programs that they bring some excellent runners to the course. And we also have the night meet hosted by Stratford at River Edge. So we're real blessed that we have three courses in town. You know, we try to get to Fry Field. We were out there last week. Mark and Christine Fry built a course for Spencer and Marshfield. And we love training out there. We're fortunate enough that we are able to get out there about 5-6 times. And that's where we host the conference meet in a couple of years. It's just a wonderful course, just about 10 miles north of Marshfield.
Coach, tell us about your staff for this year.
Well, I have some outstanding assistants, and once again, they came back and wanted to help out, and so I appreciate that. Steve Weiler and Scott Sager and Denny Christensen, all those fellows work with the track program, and Denny was a former head coach at Spencer. Steve has been coaching track almost 20 years and 15 years with cross country. Scott Sager, this is his fifth year helping us out. And we also have Kyle Pflug, a new teacher who's going to volunteer when he can. He's teaching physics, and he ran for the Pointer. So we have some young fellas, too, because the three of us are not the youngest guys in the world anymore. So Scott and Kyle are nice young coaches and, you know, the future of the program.